Hello and welcome back to the Monday MooCast. It's episode 37. Oh my goodness. This is Michael Mara and I'm here as always with
Greg Ober
and
Andrew Musoff.
And we're back to what are we back to do?
talk about video games.
Okay, we're going to talk about video games like we do every week. First, we're going to talk about what we played in the past 7 days. Andrea, what have you been playing?
Well, besides Halo 4 Spartan Ops, episode 10.
Sure.
Finished.
Which you should totally watch.
Yeah, they're all
should.
On
oh my god, they're fun.
I finally finished episode 3 of The Walking Dead this week.
Did you like it?
I did. I have to say, this one was probably my least favorite so far.
Hmm.
Just because I felt like some of the tasks were really tedious.
Silly zombie tasks.
Well, I mean, I just felt like I had to keep doing them over and over. Like, the...
Spoilers?
Yeah, okay. I'll do the same thing. I'll put the annotation, like...
Spoilers.
Whatever. You know that truck that's on the highway where you meet the two new people?
Yes.
You know, okay, so you have to find the fire thing to burn it. So it
Is that what the quest came up and said? Find fire thing.
Yes,
avoid zombies.
Exactly. So, you know, I did that thing, and I'm like, using the fire thing. And then it was like, oh, no, it's, like, it's stuck or whatever. And then it turns out I had to give the fire thingy to new Stranger Man.
Omid? Is that his name?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a weird name.
Yeah. I think it's Omid.
You know, it's just, like, stuff like that.
Your thoughts on Omid. Attractive or no, Andrea?
He's married, Mike.
He's digital married. He's fake married.
Krista. Was that Krista?
Yeah,
Krista. She's obnoxious.
She is very obnoxious.
She got all mad because I saved him, you know, to pull him on the train first. Because, I mean, the poor guy was injured.
He was.
And I don't like her, but that's,
yeah.
That's beside the point.
So you're going to let her die.
Well, I mean, he was injured, so
I know.
He obviously needed
yeah.
help first. So
sure.
I helped him. And she's like, oh, you didn't save me, blah, blah, blah.
I may or may not have pushed Omid off the bridge.
Nicely done. Nicely
push
done.
Push him off the bridge?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You can push him off the bridge.
Yeah, it's a choice.
Oh, when you first meet him?
Yeah, no, when you're trying to jump on the train, he's like, oh, I don't know if I want to go. And
yeah,
you can
just
him.
Shove him.
Oh, yeah, I was going to. I didn't do that.
I did it.
I'm so glad you jumped.
I don't recall what I did.
So yeah, it was just little things like that. I felt like it just very tedious. That's how I would describe the episode as a whole. But still very good. I definitely am anxious to play 4 and 5.
Still a fan.
Oh, definitely.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Those are adventure games for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Think of a problem, and then think of the most obnoxious, like, contrived
roundabout
solution.
Way to find it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so Greg?
I finished suffering through Spartan Ops.
Ouch.
Which is great.
So, you really liked it then?
It was the best thing ever.
Ow.
I don't know, like, the epilogue cutscene was kind of interesting, and it's like, oh, I
Spoilers.
Wonder where they're gonna go from there. Yeah, you literally can just go to a menu and press
Y. I know.
So
I'm just
no
being
spoilers.
A jerk.
So, but Halsey's apparently pissy because she lost her arm.
I'd be pissy.
I mean, I
oh,
would
did
too.
You really?
If someone shot me in the arm and then I had to get
go
it chopped
watch
off,
the cutscenes.
I'm going.
You say it every. Oh, really? Really?
Well, I want to watch them.
There's
all
this game called Halo.
I know that I hate.
Yeah.
By the way,
it's
yeah,
a bunch of people
do.
In suits
yeah.
shooting aliens.
Anyways,
I'm surprised.
Glowing grenades.
They weren't. The missions weren't that fun.
It's really upsetting because 5 and 6 kicks. I mean. Wait, no, six and seven kicked
yeah.
so much butt.
They were so good.
And then it's like they like lost their thunder again. They said, well, we put some creativity into it. That's enough for this
yeah,
year.
Right.
We're going to go back to making millions of dollars with Mountain Dew.
I don't know how they're going to get people to buy. Like, this is supposed to be representative of what the second season is going to be.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they gave us nothing. Sure. Aside from 6 and 7, 8, 9, and 10 were the exact same things that we've been doing. The first 5 weeks.
Yeah. First 5 weeks were a slog, man.
Oh.
Man.
No, thank you.
Yeah, they were not that fun.
But aside from that.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's
were
okay.
You going to say something?
Well, I
interrupted
you. That's right. You know, it's just a podcast.
I mean,
you know,
okay.
sometimes,
yeah,
you know. Okay. Am I going to go now?
No, I can go.
Okay, you go.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt.
By all means.
Okay.
You first.
How many of you have clicked off already?
Everyone. Everyone who might have listened is now gone.
I also went back to Super Meat Boy
Nice.
I am determined. I'm determined to get 100% on that game.
That game is hard, dude.
Yeah, it is. I spent, I think, an hour and a half, maybe, last night or two nights ago. And I only managed to A+ 4 levels.
Time well spent.
Yeah. I mean, that's like a lot of progress.
Oh, in that game? Yes, it is.
Because I have to get most of the Band-Aids and one more Dark World level in Rapture. And then I need to do the end in Cotton Alley.
Wait, Cotton Alley?
Cotton Alley. It's pink. You'd like it.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Is Rainbow Ninja there? He's my favorite.
No. Bandage Girl. Aww. You play Bandage Girl and you have to save Meat Boy.
No, I like Rainbow Ninja. He's my fave.
No, he's too slow.
But he flies across the sky with slow. Rainbows.
He can't handle the meat because he's too slow.
Wow. So you're saying that Rainbow Boy can't handle the meat? Is that what we're going to say on this podcast?
Cannot. So Ninja. Ninja.
Okay, guys.
Aside from those two things, I haven't done a whole lot. I need to get back to Dead Space 3 at some point, get all those achievements. Yeah. But
for some reason, you need to you need to convince me to get back in that game. Like, one of these nights where you see, I pop up and it says, Deathmatch Music is online, you just need to berate me until I play the whole thing through with you again. Like, you just need to do it, because I'm not going to do it otherwise.
Okay.
I'm just lazy.
Stop being lazy. I need you for one piece of an achievement.
Well, that's why
you're helping out regardless.
See, that's why you need to berate me. Because, like, I get online, and I'm just like, oh, I'm going to play something else, even though Dead Space 3 is staring at me, and I do like the game. It's not like it's a chore for me to play it.
Right.
I just don't play it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I should play it.
That's
so you
weird.
Hate Dead Space 3? Is that what you're saying?
No. I don't hate it at all. Uh-huh. I actually...
He hates it.
Okay, well, according to
this
Greg,
is like
it.
You and Halo 4.
Oh, I get it now.
You hate
you
it.
Think it's a love hate? Like Andrea's love hate? Like I want to love it,
no,
but
I mean,
actually
Andrea's
secret...
is this like deep seated, like
no,
passionate
not.
Hatred.
Like a psychological
like
fissure
it's probably
in her
a personality
psyche.
Disorder.
Right, really. It's Halo disorder.
SWAT. I haven't
oh, God.
Would you play other things? Like, Griffball is amazing. And, the campaign.
Campaign's really good. You should really finish it.
I got all those new achievements coming this week for the new map pack.
Oh,
and
no,
I saw
more?
What they were, and they are ridiculous.
Are they hard?
Stupid. Yeah. Like, assassinate somebody that's zoomed in.
Oh, my God.
Really?
We just got to guess.
Yeah, you have to guess. It's
or boost.
Oh, not
they're
happening.
Gonna get boosted.
That's so gross.
I hope
I'm not
like
do that.
Three of them glitch like they did.
They
in
probably
the last map pack.
You'll hit anyone and you'll get it.
Yeah,
I did get one of those, and I did not. It was like
I got the crazy warthog ones like in the air from the last one without doing anything. Like I like jumped in a warthog and it's like bing hit someone while they're upside down off a man can. I'm like yeah boy. I was never gonna get that ever.
Well, I was playing Extraction and I punched somebody in the face and then it was like. Oh, shoot someone in the face while they're on a man cannon.
Yes!
Like, okay.
I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that one.
So
yeah. So, make me play Dead Space 3. So, anything all else right. in your disk drive? Or
actually, not in my disk drive, but this past week, full free, Infinity
free?
Blade was full free. Full free. Did I mention it was free?
Yeah, you did.
It was free on the App Store. And
it was?
Yep. The first one. And I heard so many good things about it.
I own that.
And I decided to play it, and it's really cool.
It's really fun.
It
reminds me.
Play?
Yes,
it's
by
on your phone,
Chair
right?
iOS, yeah.
And it reminds me a lot of Punch Out.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I really, really like it.
That's really
fun. So I've progressed a little bit, and I look forward to playing some more of it.
It is very fun. It's one of those addictive games where like you can fight like two enemies and then be like, "That's awesome."
Yeah, just one more.
Yeah.
Go to the next guy.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Very fun game.
What about you?
Oh, I'll tell you what I have not been playing enough of.
Dead Space
3. It's what I have not been playing, even though I own it. I got Crysis 3when it came out last week, and it is fantastic. It's really fantastic. I've been spending a lot of time in the multiplayer of that game because I can see the writing on the wall and I know that it's only going to last like a month because Call of Duty is going to take over everyone's life again, as far as shooters go.
You know, you get so excited about that and you haven't played that game in months.
I know, it's true.
Just saying.
It's so sad, but true. Go ahead.
Continue, please.
So I go online and it's really, Crysis is, I really like it because it makes you think in a different way in the multiplayer game, because everyone can cloak and everyone has armor abilities and things like that, and you have to constantly balance the energy of your suit because it's got a finite amount before you have to recharge it. So the thinking behind, like, am I gonna stay back and like go stealth so they can't see me and try to pick people off, or am I gonna charge in with armor, or like where are you gonna switch that tactic up, is really fun for me. I really like that a lot. So I've been kind of ranking up in that game. I'm about rank 16 right now out of 50. So
that's pretty far.
Yeah. So I've been playing. If I've been playing a game for any stretch of time this past week, it's probably been that.
Crysis 3?
Yeah, because I've played. I'm like 4 levels into the campaign, and I'm, like I said, about rank 15, 16 out of 50 in multiplayer. It's really fun. It's really sad to me that the multiplayer only has like 2,000 people online, because everyone's playing Call of Duty like they always do every single night.
Well, it's double experience weekend.
Oh, that's true, it is.
Right, there were more people on last night because of that, so I played a little bit more last night. But it really controls well. It really plays well. It looks gorgeous. The game is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's really fun. So I've been playing that, and Guardians of Middle Earth, which has been like one of my most favorite games, despite the netcode, just finally came out with a netcode patch this week. So I decided to try that a little bit, and lo and behold, I played a couple games in a row, and no major drops, so got my fingers crossed that I can actually play that game with any consistency now.
Nice.
Yeah.
You might have to do some more videos on that.
I would totally do more videos on that game. It's so fun. I downloaded Snaga, the S&M enthusiast and part-time orc. And
Snaga?
Snaga, yeah.
Oh, man.
He wants to put a hole in your belly, according to the movies. but yeah, he also looks like a pervert, but it's fine. It's fine. He plays well. So I like him, still liking that game. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been playing.
Well, hopefully our next video on it won't have the first like 5 minutes of us getting into a game
then getting dropped
and then having us get into another game.
That was the best video ever.
Yeah, that was great.
Best video on the internets right there. So, yeah, so that's what I've been playing. And I traded in my Aliens Colonial Marines because that game is a massive disappointment and made me cry out my eyes. So
as opposed to...
You don't want to
where...
see the other places I can cry. So, yeah, so I traded that in to get Crysis 3 for free.
Wow.
Which is an awesome trade-up because Crysis 3 rules. So, yeah, that's what's going on. So, PS4, guys.
Yep.
Sony, finally... gave us the official reveal, sort of.
No, they didn't.
Well, sort of.
No.
Okay.
They didn't.
Okay, explain. You seem upset, Greg.
I think it was the dumbest thing to hype up this press conference or whatever it was, and, you know, start putting out these videos, you know, like two... How many do they do a week? Like 2 or 3 about like,
enough.
Oh, the PlayStation 1 was so cool. Oh, the PlayStation 2 was so cool. Oh, the handhelds were so amazing. Except they're not.
Except they're not, because no one bought them.
And the PlayStation 3 was just the best ever. And now, here's the PlayStation 4. Oh, wait. We're not actually going to show you what it looks like.
Well.
Deal with it.
True. But.
How stupid is that? Like, I understand that they need to have something up their sleeve.
Not for the ladies?
Yeah. Not only for E3, but also when Microsoft reveals, what I was reading, it's probably going to be April.
No.
But still, what you keep up your sleeve are all the announcements that they already mentioned. Like, Diablo 3 is coming.
That's cool.
And Destiny is going to have PlayStation 3 exclusive content. And
I don't like that, but...
PlayStation 4 exclusive content.
Right.
And I forget some of the other bigger announcements that they had. Like the next Final Fantasy game, I don't know if it's going to be PlayStation 4 exclusive.
Right. But, and they showed some Watch Dogs, which looks awesome.
Jonathan Blow,
yeah.
His game is PlayStation 4 exclusive.
Right.
Except for, like, iOS.
Right.
So, you know, to me, those things are the things you keep under wraps.
And you show the hardware now.
You show the hardware because... we're all kind of left, at least I'm left. How much is this going to cost?
Too much.
How many additions or models are you going to have?
Too many.
How many USB ports is this going to have?
Not enough.
How big's the hard drive?
Not enough.
I'm assuming it's HDMI.
It's got to be. It's 4K, dude.
But does it support 4K?
Yeah. They've already said that.
Okay.
Supports 4K. But none of our TVs do, so who cares?
Are the buttons, like, actual buttons, or are they touch panels, like, before?
Well, they've shown the controller.
Right, but that's the controller.
Oh, you're talking about the buttons on the thing. Yeah. Oh, I don't care about that. You care about that?
How big is this thing going to be? Like, I have space.
As big as
the
couch that we're sitting on right now. It's huge.
I mean, you have a valid
point. I hate you so much.
Because it's a PlayStation 4, people are going to buy it just based on that. It's the PlayStation 4.
Right.
They're, you know, it's...
Brand loyalty.
Yeah, brand loyalty, exactly. They're loyal to the Sony PlayStation brand.
I'm curious about this, though, because this is an interesting discussion, Greg, coming out of your mouth over there.
Thanks.
Because...
As opposed to other places I talk out of.
Right,
no, Mike did, like, this hand motion, like... What is it, like, Pac-Man?
This is like, Greg over here.
Like, Shadow Puppet? Yeah, hilarious. Yeah.
Because that never occurred to me. Like, because, I guess because I live in a palatial estate.
Rather.
No, but I mean...
Cuban cigar.
Smoking jacket. Caviar. No, but I mean... But that never occurred to me that you would care about, like, the buttons on the actual box. Or, like,
it's not, like, a deal breaker. Like, oh, it's a...
touch panels?
Not a touchpad, like a PlayStation 3. Screw this thing. I'm never buying it. But I would like to see what I'm going to be working with. I'd like to see just, you know, your concept, what it looks like.
Right.
And to me, when you're going to announce the PlayStation 4...
You should probably show the PlayStation 4.
You should probably actually show the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
To me, that's just stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I mean, really, to be honest with you, if the next-gen system looks like a little trash bin, like, I don't care. If I can plug it into my TV and it looks friggin' awesome, I can play the next Halo on it. Like,
and
I don't care, you know?
That's the thought process.
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't care what it is. If it's PS4, you know, I'm gonna get it.
Well, I'm not going to get it for PS4.
No, I'm not getting it either.
Well, I should say that.
Maybe you're going to get it.
I probably will.
I'll get it
half the year after.
As soon as they announce next-gen siphon filter, Andrea, you're donezo.
Next-gen filter.
Sony, please don't do that to me.
They won't.
They will.
No, I don't think they will. I think
they're going Killzone.
It's sad.
Nobody ever wants to play. I've never played a Killzone.
Really?
Really.
I got Killzone 3. It's fun. Not that... Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, look, it's not as tightly controlling as Call of Duty, so if I'm looking to play something for a long time, I'm not going to play something that... Right. But it looks gorgeous.
Okay.
The campaign's idiotic, but gorgeous. Like, it's so bro-ham, like, everything. Like, blow up the Helgen! Do it now! And then you blow up some guys, and then you go on the next thing, and some other beefhead, like, yells at you.
Marcus Phoenix shows up. And
cut him in half with your fist!
Revive me!
Yeah, it's pretty much what it is. But it looks... friggin' beautiful.
I guess I feel like I don't necessarily need all of the details right now in terms of, like, pricing and release date, although I would like that.
Right.
I'm sure that's going to be, you know, E3, and that's when you'll be able to pre-order things once E3 is around.
And people will have, like, hands-on demos at E3 and stuff like that.
But I think back to the Wii U, and it's kind of its double release, and while that in and of itself was stupid, like, when they released it and showed it again...
Yeah.
Like, you already knew what it looked like, and it was time to focus on what was important. The actual, like, OS.
Sure.
And the software. And for me, it's like, just show me what I'm working with, show me what's going to happen. All right, cool. I have all the technical aspects of it. I know what's coming with it.
Right.
So now I can focus on the games.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And to me, it's just, oh, look at these games. I'm like, cool, Destiny is going to be on the next Xbox.
Yeah.
So I don't care about that.
Right.
Jonathan Blow's game, I really want to play, but if it's going to be on iOS,
I don't care. Just play it there, yeah.
Diablo 3, I don't care.
By the time, I'm actually surprised that is even a thing anymore, because, like, how long have PC players been playing that already? Like, if you really care about Diablo, you probably have a PC, because the first two were PC only. And if you already care about it, you have played it for half a year almost at this point. And by the time it comes out, it'll be like a year since it came out. So what can they possibly add to Diablo 3 that's going to make me want to buy a $400-plus system and a $60-plus version of it again?
Like, obviously, a better sword.
I can swing my sword. No, I don't care. I'm not going to buy it again.
I'm not
disappointment.
I'm not either, but, yeah.
That's a waste.
So
you're disappointed.
I mean, it looks interesting, and I definitely want to know more. I'm just more annoyed than anything. Like, to me, that was just a waste of time.
Hmm. You know what I'm ticked off about? I'm ticked off about the fact that all these new systems now are going to come with sensor bars. Where am I going to put all these sensor bars? Like,
right.
The PS4 now has its own Eye 2.0 that, like, needs to be there now, just like the Wii. So now right. I'm going to have... You're telling me if I trade in all my systems and I get all the next-gen systems instead of the ones I currently have, that means I'll have a Wii U with a sensor bar.
With a sensor bar.
I'll have PlayStation 4 with friggin' Eye 2. Where am I going to put Kinect 2? Like, that needs to be there too now, apparently. Like, why do I need to have so many sensors sensing me? Right. I don't want to be sensed so much.
It's incensing.
I'm
going to
have as many senses on my TV as I have, like, in my body.
He's incensed.
I'm incensed.
Incension.
I'm going to need to light some incense so I can calm down from all these senses.
Incension.
It is incension inception. It's senception. It's too much.
Andrew is just staring at us with like too a much. Raised eyebrow. Like.
It's too much. Oh, too much. So we talked a little bit before about the debacle that was and is Aliens Colonial Marines. Biggest disappointment of my life.
Well, yeah, you traded it in, right? Like, right away. Yeah,
and I was crying the entire way. Like, I came to GameStop, it was like taking your dog to be put down or something. Like, I brought the game in, I'm like, this is a game
the
I wanted.
Exact same
this
thing.
Is a game I wanted for 5 years. Here you go. And he's like, it's okay, man. Here's Crysis 3. And I said, all right. And then I walked out. But I mean, that's pretty much how it was. I so wanted that game to be good, and it's just not. And there's no amount of me, like, trying to make it so that's going to happen. So I had to trade in. It's upsetting.
No, I know.
But Greg, you unearthed some nastiness behind the scenes.
Yeah. So Gearbox said, and I mean, they said this, I don't know, a week or two ago when the game launched. Like, oh, we're
sorry. We're, how about that?
We're going to look into it. We're going to see why. We're going to look into it. And then, you know, I remember reading something about, like, Randy Pitchford saying things like, I'm not a liar, and
yeah,
I
Randy.
Benefit from criticism. But then, like, sending kind of nasty personal messages to people who are criticizing him, according to Jim Sterling
Ouch.
At Destructoid. But I don't know what this looking at's going to be. In the meantime...
Yeah, what are you going to look at?
I've seen two articles... One that says TimeGate resumes showing lots of Aliens Colonial Marines work,
mm-hmm.
even to the point of like one specific person creating the entire first level.
Nice, solid.
Yeah, on a big AAA game,
right.
You have one person doing that.
Right?
Are you kidding me?
And they probably killed that poor guy too. Like, he probably worked 80,000 hours.
Yeah.
A week.
Oh, I'm sure.
For no money.
His name's Nathan Wood, according to the article.
We're sorry, Nathan.
So, including, is not just the level, but it includes the layout, the combat scripting, the lighting, and the event hookups.
Hmm.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
Right.
And in addition to that, there was an anonymous person who came out, I'm not sure where, it was also on Destructoid, but this is being reported by Game Informer, apparently. That between 2007 and 2008, because the game was announced back then.
Yeah,
right?
Forever ago, yeah.
Gearbox took resources away from that to work on the first Borderlands.
You punks.
And I'm sure they did the same for Borderlands 2.
Yeah,
because
they made so much
mentioned.
Content.
Right. Mm. So it makes me wonder, you know.
That's dirty.
What are they doing over there?
That's dirty.
And it's a shame because I love Borderlands 2 so much.
Sure.
But,
like, that's
Come
just
on.
Dirty business,
that's
man.
That's not okay.
Yeah, that's not
especially
okay.
Especially to take something as sacred as the Aliens license,
which
has never had a good standalone game.
Nope.
Like, the AVP stuff,
at least
the PC stuff,
right.
was good. AVP 2
right.
was great.
But that's forever ago.
But, right, like, an own individual Aliens game. I don't think there have been any good ones. At least, I've never played them, if there
no,
are any.
There have never been any good ones.
So they've taken away resources from Aliens and put it towards their Borderlands games.
Yes, they did.
Which
yes.
is why that Aliens is probably rated two thumbs down by Mike.
And everyone.
Everybody.
Everyone else,
and everyone, because they just rushed it
wow.
out the door.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And cheaped it up, apparently. Like, they just gave it to these poor Timegate fools who probably just need to, like, pay for their kids' education or something.
Right.
Because they're not Randy Pitchford, Mr. Right. Millionaire. So they're like, hey, you, Nathan Wood, make the whole game. And he was like, could I have some food for my daughter? And they're like, yeah, if you make the entire first level. And he's like, okay. So then he worked five gazillion hours, and that guy is probably dead now. They probably buried him right outside with a bunch of copies of Aliens Colonial Marines.
Right next to the E.T.
Right next to E.T. Desert. They just dumped Nathan Wood next to the E.T.
Oh, no.
That sucks. This is big for me because usually, like, Gearbox is one of those companies that I trusted. I liked everything they made. Like, I liked everything. I love Brothers in Arms series. I like Borderlands. Everything they've ever done.
Yeah.
I thought was, like, quality. They really, like, if you go to their community forums, like, all their developers all the time are, like, talking with the community, like, what would make this better, what would make this better. Like, they were one of the companies that was, like, it was like Bungie. Like, if they made something, I was like, ooh, I'm interested in that. You know what I mean? And now, I can't say that going forward. Like, they screwed up my favorite sci-fi series of all time. They screwed it up.
They royally screwed it up.
I was just going to ask that. So, you're saying that for future Gearbox games, you would be maybe, like,
You know me. Like, I, like, buy things the day they come out because I'm a sucker. But, like, if I'm excited about it at all. But I'm not going to want to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to want to trade in games day one that I already know how they are for something that is an unknown commodity to me by some company that obviously is doing something like this, you know? That's crap. I'm not going to do that.
Gearbox, you lost some cool points with Moo.
You totally lost some cool points with Moo. And you lost some money from Mike.
Yeah.
Going forward, that sucks.
Yeah. Shame on you.
Shame. Shame!
Well, hopefully you can correct it in the future, but
I hope they can.
We'll see.
So, EA closes Visceral Games, Greg? Can it be?
They closed the Montreal studio completely.
Dang.
And they laid off some of the LA people. So, I don't know how many studios Visceral has total. I'm assuming it's probably not that many, maybe two or three.
Yeah, because they're a subset. It's
because,
like,
right. So, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, because they make some quality stuff.
I mean, the only things I've known them to make are Dead Space and that Dante's Inferno, which was okay from what I heard. It wasn't,
I like both
like,
those games.
Great, but it was okay.
I like both of them.
And to me, it just kind of harkens back to that story about how Dead Space 3 needs to sell 5 million copies or it's not viable.
Right.
And I just wonder what's going on over at the head honchos at EA, because
what's going on is they're counting their money and then making more money. That's all they care about.
But then shutting down studios and causing people to lose their jobs.
Right, so that they can make more money and retain more money because they are gross.
They're going to run Dead Space into the ground.
Oh, they're going to run everything into the ground. EA is great at that.
Yeah, they are. They are.
They're a huge business, and they really only care about the bottom line, and if it's going to make them more money to make too many games in the series until it gets unpopular, then they'll do that. Or if it makes more sense to fire a bunch of creative people and hire a bunch of noobs so they could pay them less, they'll do that. And that's what they'll do. That's what they'll do.
And again, I understand businesses are in business to make money, but that doesn't give them a right to be, like, this awful to people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's a shame that not only with Mass Effect 3, but now with Dead Space 3, like, I was satisfied with the ending, but, you know, overall, I think it lost a lot of what Dead Space was.
Sure.
I mean, it's still fun, and I enjoyed it. But the fact that you can get ammo for anything, any gun, anytime.
Yeah, right.
I was never short of ammo. I was never short of health packs.
Right.
Yeah, so
that takes the horror away, that's for sure.
It takes the horror completely out of the game.
Right. Well, there's been a couple of reports related to EA in the past month, you know, like the Mass Effect guys, BioWare, talked about this. What was that, just like 2 weeks ago? They had there was an article where they said that EA has been a good partner for them, but it's like, what did they say? They used a metaphor. They said it was like a bear hug that's like too strong. Yeah. Like, they care about you, but they will squeeze the originality out of you, and they will make you what you want them to be if you let them. So BioWare had to fight and fight and fight and fight and say, like, Mass Effect has to have these things to make it Mass Effect. And if you don't let us do that, we're just not going to make another one of them, you know. And another partner that has enough power to do that is DICE. because DICE makes Battlefield. Battlefield sells 20 million copies. So, like, DICE has some say where they can be, go to EA and say, like, look, trust us. We know what we're doing.
Right.
Please stop, like, trying to tell us what to do with our own game. But, I mean, smaller studios like Visceral or other things, like, EA owns them heart and soul, you know? So EA is going to say, like, look, make it this way.
Right.
Make it action-y, make it whatever, because that's what sells.
The one piece of this article that I forgot to mention, which to me is almost like, it's just a huge slap in the face, that the label's president, Frank
this guy again,
he confirmed the cuts in a message entitled, "Transition is our friend."
Nice, what a jerk. Like, I'd love to get a pink slip that says that.
What an ass.
Yeah, that's...
Like, are you kidding
me? That's awesome.
That's just awful.
So he comes down off of his, like, gold-plated chair...
Yeah.
...to, like, type on his gold-plated iPad.
Yeah.
Transition is our friend, noobs.
Yeah, like, never mind all these people that you just...
Right.
...like, let go, and now they don't have jobs.
Right. And he probably got so tired from typing that memo and doing work that he needed to go take a gold-plated bath.
Yeah. Have a gold-plated... burger.
Right. on gold plates.
That's too lower class. You need a steak.
Yeah, right. Gold plate steak.
Right.
Gold steak.
Gold steak.
Yum.
No, I'm hungry again. I know. So, Ubisoft. We don't like them because they're French. No, we don't like them because...
Mike doesn't like them because they're
French. I don't like them because they should be called Freedom Fries, but but we don't like them. We don't like them as a podcast because they're screwing with our Rayman, for one.
Don't even get me started.
Ah, and then they've screwed with PC people for a long time. For a long time.
Yeah.
Because they took out... dedicated servers on PCs a long time ago, and then they decided to have always-on DRM, which means you always have to have an internet connection, or you can't even play the game that you already bought, because you need to prove that you bought it.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Jerks.
Yeah. So they're trying to... They did two things this week. I was just like, I don't know who the PR people are for both EA and Ubisoft, but God bless them for needing to deal with all this garbage that comes out.
Like, right.
From Gibby and the CEO of Ubisoft, which we'll get to in a sec. But
French.
Trying to repair the damaged PC relationship.
Yeah.
Moving forward, they decided to add games from other publishers, like EA, Warner, Telltale, all that kind of stuff, to its Uplay marketplace.
Okay.
Saying that that'll give PC people greater variety in what they can play.
But... Doesn't everyone just go to Steam?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
For everything?
Yeah.
Because Steam has been doing it the right way for 10 years?
Yeah.
Right.
Weird what happens when you do things the right way.
From the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Right. Because I don't want to buy from Ubisoft, because they'll probably put their stupid DRM on other games, and then I'll have to prove to them that I bought a game that I just bought.
Yeah.
I hate them.
I mean, if you're going to pirate a game, you're going to figure out a way to get it. Right.
Sorry.
You're going to figure out a way to get it without the DRM.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
So, what's the point?
No, there is no point.
Making paying customers have these stupid limitations. It's the same with Diablo 3.
Right.
And that whole mess that happened launch night.
Right. Yeah, when you couldn't even play
the game. You couldn't even play because you didn't have enough servers.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Are you kidding?
Good job. It's only, like, the biggest release you've ever done ever. Ever.
So, I mean, I understand that at some point, you know, the big bucks are in the consoles.
Sure.
You're not going to, like, there is a dedicated PC community.
Absolutely.
But if it's fair of me to say, I don't think it's as big as console gaming.
Not anymore. Not by a long shot.
You know, you're going to focus on where the money's coming from.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean that you marginalize these people.
Right. Because they're still going to pay good bucks to someone.
Pay, yep.
So.
Dumb.
Dumb.
But the other thing that they did that was also dumb.
Here we go.
Yves Guillemot. Does this make me racist, like, the pronunciation? I feel bad because I don't know how you say it.
Can I see it? I'll try.
You're not going to get it.
I took French.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. It's Yves Guillemot.
Guillemot.
Guillemot. Gimme.
Or as we say in America, Guillemot.
Guillemot.
He showed up at the PlayStation big thing.
The thing that wasn't a thing.
Watch Dogs, which also, to me, Watch Dogs did not look as impressive as I thought it would.
Really?
Being next gen. The lighting looked good, but aside from that, I was not impressed.
I mean, it looks like Grand Theft Auto 4 or something.
Compared to the other one with the little, like, geometry guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it Shank, but it's not. It's another game.
It's something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is. But anyways.
Monosyllabic kind of title.
Anyways, he comes out and he starts complaining again. Again.
Sure.
That PlayStation 4 better not have as long of a life cycle as the PlayStation 3 did.
What?
Because they are much better with the 5-year cycle. And to them,
well, sure they are.
That's the best kind of creativity.
Oh, yeah. Like you it's can about have creativity.
The best sorts of, yeah, and you have the better graphics and all that. And I'm just thinking to myself, you are the ones that need to adapt.
Right.
Like, stop blaming Sony and Microsoft.
Right.
Because, I'm sorry, they don't want to spend millions of dollars doing R&D trying to figure out the best new system.
Right.
Not to mention, I don't want to have to pay $400 to $600
whatever it is, yeah, every 5 years.
For one system every 5 years.
No, I think Xbox 360 and PS3 have been awesome, like in my mind. Like there's been such a great variety of games, and even this late in the cycle, how many years now? 7?
Yeah.
7 years into it, there are games that come out. Like Crysis 3 came out last week. Like Crysis 3, the first time that you go, that like, okay, well, spoilers, I'm not going to say, but like you start the game in kind of like an enclosed space. And then this guy's like, okay, here's our mission. We have to do this. Okay. And he like hacks this door and the door opens. And literally the first time the door opened, I was like, what? Like, and this is on console, not on PC. I'm sure it looks even better in the PC version.
Right.
But like I'm playing on Xbox and I'm like, holy crap. Like I didn't even play for like 20 seconds. I was like, I want to look around. Like, it looked gorgeous. Like, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Same thing happened last year in Skyrim. Like, the first time you come out first cave in Skyrim, I'm like, what? You know? And, I mean, so, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, that is such a penny-pinching comment. Like, it's disgusting. Like,
right.
That's just saying, I want to make a boatload of money every 5 years when we sell a lot of launch titles all at once.
It's just saying, we are clinging to the notion that nobody buys games later on in a life cycle, so we can't release new IPs, and oh my god, we're a multi-billion dollar company and we can't take a risk on a smaller game. Oh
right.
No.
Right.
Life is hard.
Life is so hard.
Oh.
And like you said, you know, like even the demos of like Watch Dogs and stuff like that, it doesn't look that much better. Like, yes, I'm sure under the hood, like everything will be awesome and it will work faster and have less lag time and blah 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 blah. All that will be increased. But I mean, like, it's not like going from Atari to Xbox or something, you know what I mean? Like,
well, and he says, you know, after 4 years of people using the same capacity, where it's harder to be innovative. And I'm like,
BS.
Are you sure it's the hardware that's stifling innovation?
Yeah, BS.
Because let me think about some of my favorite games.
Sure.
Let's see. Resident Evil 4. That came out at the end of the GameCube's life.
Sure did.
Let's see. BioShock Infinite and Grand Theft Auto 5 are coming out at the end of this
console cycle. And they're going to be incredible.
Kingdom Hearts 2 came out towards the end of PlayStation 2's cycle.
Right.
Like,
right.
There is no excuse.
Right.
There's no excuse that he can have.
I'd actually argue the other way, because by the time they've gotten to the end of the cycle, they actually know how to develop for the system.
God of War 2.
Right.
Like, come on.
Right.
That game looked gorgeous,
right,
even though it was on a system that was old.
Right, so that's ridiculous. I don't buy it.
It drives me up a wall, and it just makes me wonder, like, how these people get to the positions of power that they have.
Very carefully.
Yeah, that's about it.
Through stepping on nicer people.
I don't know.
Like in any business.
I'm all for new systems, don't get me wrong. I'm all for new things and moving forward.
Sure.
But to already, like, they haven't even shown us what these two systems look like.
But you're saying,
he's already
looking
whining
forward, yeah,
that we need a PlayStation 5 sooner.
No, he doesn't have a creative leg to stand on. Because I mean, if you look at other forms of, let's look at other forms of art, like music. How long were we in record mode before CDs came along? Mm-hmm. Like, was anyone saying like we can't possibly write any good music because the technological limitations of our recording like equipment?
Right.
BS. It was like 100 years. Like,
right.
Music kept changing. Like, things happened. Let's look at movies. Before movies were shot in HD, how long did they have normal movie film? It was like from the beginning until the 90s. Like,
right.
Give me a break. Like, you can't say that just based on the technological limits of whatever the hardware is you're dealing with will influence your creativity. Tell that to friggin' Gone with the Wind. Like,
right.
tell that to first Star Wars, where they had no special effects on computers.
Nope.
And people still watch it every day. Like,
yeah.
It's ridiculous. He does not have a creative, artistic leg to stand on. He's stupid.
And as we mentioned before, you know, thinking about graphics moving forward, you've got Rayman coming out. You've
right.
got Bioshock Infinite.
Right.
You've got Grand Theft Auto V.
Right.
And Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes, which we'll get to in a sec.
Right.
You know, these games are beautiful.
Yes, they
in
are.
The previews. So
absolutely.
They're only going to look better by the time
Last
we
of Us,
get...
PS3?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That, too.
Oh.
It's... Drives me up a wall.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Ubisoft, get your crap together, please.
Right. Seriously. Stop it. Take your DRM off and stop sipping your latte. No. What are they drinking? What are they drinking in France?
Wine?
Wine. Stop sipping your wine. Stop eating your baguettes. Make better games. Yves Guillemot.
Guillemot.
All right. So Ground Zeroes, you were talking about, Greg.
So, I read an article this week about Kojima saying that it's going to be super controversial. And he is focusing on creativity over sales.
Well, good for him.
Which, yeah, right, I think that's great. But it begs the question, what is going to be that controversial about this game? Because he even came out and said he's not sure if he'll be able to release it.
Yikes.
Is it about, like... child pornography? Like, what is he talking
right.
about?
Well, that's what I'm curious about.
How could he not... Like, let's talk about the things that have been in games, like, over the past year. Like, how many heads have we seen severed? Like, how many, things, like, exploded?
Lots!
Like, how many terrorists have killed presidents in games? Like, I mean,
too many.
What could possibly... What could he be talking about?
Well, here's like, the full quote. Over the past 25 years, I've tried to work with the Metal Gear series to try and introduce more mature themes. But really, it hasn't happened yet compared to movies or books. There's still a long way to go. That's precisely what I want to try and tackle with my next project, Ground Zeroes. I'm going to be targeting a lot of taboos, a lot of mature themes that really are quite risky.
Oh,
honestly, I'm not even sure if I'll be able to release the game. And even if I did release the game, maybe it wouldn't sell, because the themes would be just too much. But as a creator, I want to take that risk.
Now I'm really scared. Like, now I don't want to see this game a little
I
bit.
I want to see it, because, like, what... If it's going to be that controversial, how is he going to approach some of these topics? Like, to me, I'm assuming it's going to be tied with the other games. You're going to have a lot of politics.
Politics, terrorism.
You're going to have a lot of terrorism. Maybe some sort of slavery, like human trafficking?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
It's going to become, I bet the whole game is one big front to talk about, like, gay marriage or something. I bet the game starts and you're like...
Snake and Ryan are making out.
I bet the whole game starts and you're like in a prison camp and terrorists are attacking and, like, you have this massive epic battle for, like, an hour about, like, killing all the terrorists that attack your camp, but then you, like, you call home to your boyfriend or something. Snake, I need you here. With me now. Snake.
Otacon, how open are you?
Oh my god.
And the whole rest of the game is like just campaigning for gay marriage.
Have you played Metal Gear, Andrea?
No, but
Snake!
I saw that ridiculous video,
Snake!
Crab Battle, that one. Oh man, that's
a crab battle.
That's
I'm a little bit frightened. Given what's already been in games the past couple of years, what he could say is too controversial.
Time will tell.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
It'll be out, it's got to be out later this year, right? It's current
yeah,
gen, so.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
So we are going to tie a bow on this episode by talking about BioWare tying a bow on our Mass Effect, our lovely Mass Effect.
Oh, goodbye, that too.
Space guy.
That too.
I meant.
Oh, you want to talk about Rock Band
too?
Well, oh, well, they're tying a bow on that too. There's bows everywhere. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk Rock Band.
An honorable mention to Rock Band. DLC is ending in April.
How many straight years? Five.
April 2nd. 5 years.
That's ridiculous.
Of weekly updates.
Wow.
And I bought maybe three of them.
I bought a lot at the beginning. I haven't played a Rock Band game in a few years now. I want to pick up three because there's a lot of sales going on with the DLC right now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so
interesting.
You know what? Super kudos to them, because I remember when they first announced that, when like 2 came out and they announced the store and they said like, oh, we're gonna do this. There's gonna be like songs everywhere. I was like, there's no way they're gonna keep that up. And they actually did.
They did.
All these weeks, for all those years, they actually released new songs. Like, good for them. That's awesome. It's like, finally, someone comes through on something they said they're going to do.
Yeah.
Like, that's halfway good. Like, if you like playing that game, you've had so much content, like, you don't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like, we were just talking today about, like, how, like, Spartan Ops, like, dropped the ball on the creative side because they, like, you know, took on too much or whatever, didn't really want to do it or whatever the case may be, but, like, here's a company that has been, like, coding those songs for 5 years. Good for them.
Mm-hmm. Well done, Harmonix.
Well done.
But also, as you said, BioWare.
So, BioWare. Tying a bow on Mass Effect 3, they announced the last single-player DLC and the last multiplayer DLC this past week. The multiplayer one is going to give a couple more characters, a couple more maps, blah-de-blah-de-blah-blah-blah, a couple more whatever. It's still the same old thing that we've either know and love or know and hate or know and meh, like most of us, probably.
Yeah.
So anyways, more for the multiplayer. But the single player is odd to me. Their announcement said that there's going to be a casino and an arena that you can just fight on infinitely, I guess. And then it said, the curious thing to me is that there's going to be some conspiracy thing surrounding Commander Shepard, so I don't know if it takes place after. No, it can't take place after because he's like vaporized.
Well, I don't know.
Well, no. Well, whatever. Anyways, there's some kind of conspiracy against Commander Shepard, and I guess in the midst of fighting the Reapers, he needs to take care of some local politics, which makes no sense. But anyway, someone on the Citadel speaks badly about him, so then you kick their ass with a whole bunch of characters from Mass Effect 1 and 2, apparently. They said that everyone's going to come back for one big massive thing, and then you get to make out with whoever you like to make out with, and then you go to the casino and like blow all your space bucks, I guess.
Sounds great. Sounds like a good time.
I guess. And this is the DLC that they said about a month ago, like, oh, there's a big propensity for tears. Everyone's going to cry.
Well, because they wanted to make it it's called Tribute.
Yeah.
And they wanted to make it a tribute to Zaid's voice actor, because he actually died in real
life. Yeah, he did. Like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was, so, rest in peace. But I still wonder, like, how that's... Like, how's that going to be a tearjerker? Like, what are you going to do? The only tears that were shed during this game...
Uh-oh, here comes.
Spoilers, if you haven't played it.
Space Boy.
When Morden died.
Ooh, Morden.
That was tugging at the heartstrings.
Yeah, it was.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
And the ending. And those weren't tears of joy.
No.
Space Boy! Space Boy makes me cry. Or the death of Marauder Shields.
Oh, poor Marauder Shields.
He tried so hard to keep us from the crap ending, but we still had to see it. That's sad. So I'm assuming that you guys are not even going to give that a second look. You're not going to download that. You don't care. You don't want to see the... You will? You will?
Yeah. Not so much for the multiplayer. I'm kind of...
The multiplayer pack is free, though. They said it's completely free. So
the campaign,
you can just check
it
out. The campaign is pay. $9.99. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Am I going to get it day one? No.
No, you will not.
Maybe at some point, just because I like Mass Effect so much.
I do, too. Despite myself.
I don't know. It's safe to say I will not be getting it as soon as it comes out.
The problem is, like, and this is just my experience with the Leviathan DLC.
Mm-hmm.
It was just okay. Like, there was nothing spectacular about it. There was nothing, like, that just blew my mind.
Right.
And I've heard the exact same thing about Omega.
Yeah.
Oh, you can retake Omega with Aria.
Yeah.
It's okay.
The thing,
I'm not, like, I feel like this one is also going to be just okay.
You know what really upsets me about the Mass Effect DLCs is that they all take place during the main storyline, which I already finished. So it always feels weird to me that, like, I finished the game, and then they come out with these DLCs, and then I'm like, wait a minute, I don't want to play this anymore. Like, my story, to me, is done. Like, it's done. So I really wish what they would have done is either done side stories, like, not about Shepard, but side stories during the main thing, or stories that happen after, which, of course, I know they can't do because they don't want to do that because they don't want to continue the story after Shepard. I get it. But that's why I don't want to, I mean, like, I really want to see Leviathan, I want to see Omega, I want to see this last one, but really I'm probably not going to, because to me, that story is done. Like, the multiplayer takes place during the time, but it's not Shepard, so, like, sometimes I can jump into that and have fun, because it's in the world, and I like the world, I like the weapons, blah, blah.
Sure.
But, like, I don't want to play story DLC that happens at the same time. I want it somewhere else.
To me, Mass Effect 2, that model worked. Because it was, you know, you did your thing with the collectors.
Right.
And now you need to prepare for the Reaper.
Right, that makes complete sense.
So if other things come up, cool. But like you said, with this, the ending is so...
It's like, the ending, like, of the universe. It's, like, it's the done. Ending, yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
But, oh, here are other things that you could be doing.
And also stupid things. Like, if the whole world is going to be destroyed, are you really going to take time out to, like, go play in the casino?
Absolutely. Yeah.
If you're Commander Shepard, like, the only person who can save everyone, like, so I'm going to take some time and, like, go to the VR station. Like, no, you're not. You've got real things to kill. Like, dumb. It's dumb, so I'm, like, not into it. It's upsetting, too, because I really like that series. I want to love it.
I do love it. It's just,
it's like going on a blind date with someone who's, like, really nice, but you're just not into.
It's like...
Like, you really want to like them. You're like, God, you're, like, so nice.
It's like...
There's no attraction there.
Right.
I feel like it's going on a blind date with someone who actually is really attractive.
But dumb.
You really like. And then...
But dumb.
But dumb. No. No.
Okay. Nervous tick.
But when it's time to pay for the bill and you foot it, there's no thanks. And it's just, okay, bye. And then she just gets up and leaves the restaurant.
Ooh. It's cold blood.
That's it.
Like,
cold
I think blood. I like the attractive but dumb.
You would.
That's what Caden is.
Oh, he's so stupid.
He's nice to look at, but he's stupid. Pretty stupid.
He's not even nice to look at.
See, I thought Liara was super hot, and she's also a doctor, so there you go.
Yeah, she's she's got it all.
but Caden is really stupid.
Yeah. At least he's human, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think we successfully run the gamut of weird this episode. I think we'll end it for now. As always, thank you for any likes, comments, views, listens that you've given us. We really appreciate each and every one. You can find us where, Andrea?
Places, like Facebook,
yeah.
And Twitter,
yeah.
And, iTunes,
yeah.
And our website,
YouTube,
yeah. YouTube
in your dreams, everywhere. We are in your head.
We're over 40 subscribers now.
I love it.
For the support. We have a few reviews on iTunes. Thank you.
Please, ooh,
if you have the time and you want to help us out a little bit, go to iTunes and give us a rating, a good rating. If you enjoyed it,
or just send us money. We like money.
Or money.
Yeah.
Give us a like on Facebook, follow on Twitter.
Also money.
And money. Be sure to send Mike some money.
All right, see you, folks. Move!